Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Hey, listeners. It's Nate Dufort, the co-creator of Reach, a space podcast for kids, here to talk about an important organization that this show and so many of our favorite podcasts are a part of, called Kids Listen. Kids Listen is a group of people who love and make podcasts for kids, and our goals are to raise awareness for podcasts for kids, build community, and set standards and best practices for the medium. And right now, Kids Listen is interested in learning from you. Grown-ups, we'd appreciate if you could take a few minutes to fill out the Kids Listen survey. You'll be helping a ton of kids and family podcasts make their shows even better. It only takes a few minutes, and it would mean the world to us. You can find the survey on kidslisten.org or by following the link in our show notes. And now, on to the show.
Soundsington Media!
Welcome to another edition of Reaching Out from Reach, a space podcast for kids.
On most episodes of Reaching Out, we take time to answer questions from our listeners, but this week, we have a little something different planned.
This week, Reach co-creator Nate Dufort talks to our very own Reach special contributor, Jawalda Moransi, who has a new book out that we think you're going to love.
Jawalda, welcome back to Reach.
Hi, happy to be here.
So typically, we have you on the show to answer questions sent in from our listeners, but today is a special day as we see the American release of your first book, Aliens, from Macmillan and Neon Squid Publishers. What can you tell us about this book?
Yeah, so this book is a nonfiction children's book targeted for ages 8 to 10 years old, and it explores all the ways that scientists are searching for extraterrestrial life in the universe. So whether that be through engineering projects or scientific analysis, it also goes over kind of the more philosophical questions of what will first contact look like? What will these aliens look like? And why haven't we contacted these aliens before?
So what are your favorite things about writing for a middle grade audience?
Yeah. So one of my favorite things has been realizing that a lot of 8 to 10 year olds in general are smarter than a lot of people think. Even though there's a lot of like science packed into the book, I wasn't worried too much about, as some people would say, dumbing down the science or anything or excluding a lot. I was happy that I was able to provide like a lot of like interesting facts with the real science behind how these scientists are searching for life for these audiences to understand.
So I need to know, what is the coolest thing you learned while researching the book?
So one of my favorite facts from researching for the book is regarding a moon of Saturn called Titan. So on Titan, it's the only other celestial body other than Earth where rainbows can form on the surface of the planet in very specific conditions, but no other place in the solar system can do that. So that was definitely my favorite part. And it is featured in the book, thankfully.
That's amazing. I had no idea how cool. All right. So the book is called Aliens. Do you personally believe that aliens exist?
Yes. So I personally believe that some sort of alien life exists out there, whether it be through microbial form. If more intelligent life exists, I think they're in a spot that's hard for us to reach, or we just don't know that they're there. But I believe that the universe is much too vast and just large in general for us to be the only ones that evolved to live on a planet. I believe that somewhere, whether it be in our galaxy or another galaxy across the universe, there's probably some sort of alien intelligent life trying to find out if they're alone as well.
Aliens is beautifully illustrated by Amy Grimes. What was it like to collaborate with an artist on a project like this?
Yes. So that was one of my favorite parts because I didn't initially know that I would be able to have much to say in the illustrations. So usually how it worked was that on a page, I would give a general description of what would go on that page. And afterward, I would give ideas on what illustrations to include on that page or like what topics to cover, etc. And so I would write all that down, send it over to the editors, and they would give that to Amy Grimes, who would bring it to life. I remember that they once sent me like one of the first drafts, and I thought that was the final page because I was like, this is beautiful, this is amazing. But no, that was just like a sketch, which I did not like believe could get any better, but it did. And all the illustrations from Amy are like super beautiful. I'm like super grateful.
That's great. So here's the big question, and I can't believe we've never talked to you about this before because we've asked so many of our guests, but what do you feel drives humans' desire for space exploration?
That's an amazing question. I think it's this like innate want to just learn more about the world around us. It's the universe. Whenever I look at like pictures released from the Hubble Space Telescope or other space telescopes, it's just like so beautiful to look at, but it also like brings me to the question of whether what's out there. Like, surely there's a whole world outside of our own Earth, even though every day that feels like the biggest thing we can worry about right now. But there's like so much beautiful science out there for us to learn, and a lot of science that we completely do not understand at the moment. So I think that's one of the driving factors of exploration, just trying to know more about where we came from.
Amazing. Well, we appreciate your time today and congrats on the release of Aliens.
Yes, I'm super happy to be here and I'm super excited that this book can finally go out into the world.
So cool. Thank you again to Jawalda Maransi, whose new book, Aliens, is available now wherever books are sold.
And if you want the chance to win your very own copy of Aliens, make sure you follow us on Instagram at ReachThePodcast, where we will be posting details for the giveaway in cooperation with Macmillan Kids later this week.
That's it for this week on Reaching Out. We're your hosts, Meredith Stepien
and Brian Holden. Reach is produced by Nate DeFort and Sandy Marshall and edited by Nate DeFort. Our theme song and additional music was composed by Jesse Case, and our logo was created by Stephen Lyons.
Reach is a production of Soundsington Media, committed to making quality programming for young audiences and the young at heart. For more information on our shows and the people behind them, go to soundsingtonmedia.com.
Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary, if the Loch Ness Monster was real, or if Ouija boards actually worked? On each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now wherever you get your podcasts.